There's a new tool that can scan for guns in crowds. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Marielle Segarra. Weapons detection screening systems are becoming more and more common. These systems use touchless sensors to screen for objects that look like weapons in people's pockets or backpacks, and then feed that information back to a computer system where security guards can view it. Disney World and Six Flags have these detectors, and more school districts do too. In Detroit, city leaders hope the technology can be used to prevent gun violence. As WDET's Eli Newman reports, that means bringing security checkpoints to public spaces.
It's not quite dark yet, but crowds of people are heading to the riverfront in downtown Detroit to get a good view of the annual fireworks show. Tony Semenek came down from one of Detroit's suburbs.
Every year that you come down here, they let fireworks off, and you don't know if they're gunshots. This is the first time I've been down here in 6 years.
And there's a big difference at the fireworks show this year. The Detroit Police Department sectioned off the best place to watch them and created a temporary weapons detection zone. Before people enter, they have to go through a weapons detection checkpoint. There are rows of these gates with little cameras on them as people walk past to be screened. Talia Brown is there working for a private security company hired to manage the system for the fireworks. She watches a tablet to see if it flags anyone.
This is my first time working these, but I'm good with technology, so.
Brown points to an alert on her tablet. It's a video loop that shows an orange box appearing on someone's wagon passing through. That means there could be weapons.
As you can see, it set it up. 1, 2, 3. All in the same area.
Brown does her own search and doesn't find anything. She says metal folding chairs have been causing false alarms all day.
The chairs go off, period.
But other times, Brown says the weapons detection system works well. While we're talking, Lulu Gannon walks through the checkpoint and gets flagged. She's asked by security and then police to step aside. She has a firearm in her purse.
I'm a state trooper. I work the road. I have to carry it off duty.
They let her go. Earlier this year, the city paid more than $1.3 million to a Massachusetts-based company called Evolve Technology for the weapons detection gates. Co-founder Mike Ellenbogen says Evolve allows 3,600 people to go through these checkpoints every hour.
That's one person a second. We want to make the system red light, green light, simple.
Ellenbogen says Evolve gates use magnetic field sensors to screen and categorize objects, but it's not 100% accurate. Ellenbogen says the system's AI sometimes confuses some everyday items for threats.
In the event of a piece of tubular steel, that could be a gun barrel, or it could be the leg of a folding chair.
While some are concerned about the increased surveillance, others say they like the new technology. Demetrius Jackson lives near the fireworks show. He says he doesn't make a habit of going outside in large crowds like this.
Like, usually it wasn't that much security down here. And now I have enough security and I don't think nothing really can go bad.
By the end of the show, the Detroit Police Department arrested 4 people for carrying concealed weapons. Security guards say they let others leave before it got to that point. In any case, the Evolve system is likely to remain a fixture.
That was WDET's Eli Newman in Detroit. And now for some related links. The Evolve technology is not just in Detroit. New York City rolled out the tech at a local hospital and at City Hall. And Mayor Eric Adams has expressed interest in installing weapons detectors in the city's subways after a mass shooting in April. Engadget has that story. One issue on a lot of people's minds lately is school safety. We'll link to a story from Greenville, South Carolina, where a school district installed Evolve technology. The price? About $1.2 million. Lastly, we will link to a piece we aired earlier this month about another police surveillance tool, license plate readers. I'm Marielle Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.